It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
So maybe we can conclude that the death threats worked? Florida Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, he's the same judge who signed off on the Justice Department search warrant for Mar-a-Lago last week, has set in motion a possible public release of a heavily redacted version of the affidavit that permitted FBI agents to search the former guy's Mar-a-Lago estate. A document unsealed Thursday offered specifics about the crimes that the Justice Department is investigating, including willful retention of national defense information. So this sharpens the focus on Trump as a possible subject of a criminal probe. The judge has given the Justice Department until next Thursday to redact the document that he will then decide how much, if any, to release. As for the former guy's claims that he had a standing order to declassify documents that he brought from the Oval Office into the residence, CNN is reporting that 18 former Trump administration officials said they never heard of any such order being issued during their time working for Trump, and that they believed the claim to be patently false. Several of them even laughed at the notion. One senior administration official called it
bullshit.
Former chiefs of staff John Kelly and Mick Mulvaney both went on the record to push back on the idea that Trump had such a standing order. Well, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, pleaded guilty on Thursday to conspiring with the company on a scheme to avoid paying taxes by compensating executives with under-the-table benefits. Now, he didn't implicate Trump himself, but under a plea deal, Weisselberg agreed to testify at the October trial for the Trump Organization and admit to participating in the scheme, which could make it harder for the company to defend itself against the charges. If Weisselberg testifies truthfully, he'll be sentenced to 5 months in prison, probably on Rikers Island. Otherwise, he could face up to 15 years in prison. He must pay nearly $2 million in taxes, penalties, and interest on unreported perks, including a leased Mercedes, a rent-free luxury apartment, and private school tuition for his grandchildren. Well, climate change is here, and more alerts for the nation are in effect for parts of the Southwest over potentially damaging flash floods over the weekend. Nearly 10 million people are under flood watches as the skies are expected to dump 2 to 4 inches of rain across Arizona, New Mexico, and southern Utah. Earlier this week, the Weather Prediction Center issued a rare moderate risk, that would be level 3 out of 4, for Friday in preparation for this surge of rain expected this weekend. Now, there's already a major drought, so they need the rain. Roughly 70% of the West remains in some level of drought. The good news is that's down from 90% just 3 months ago. Turning our attention to Ukraine, things are heating up and it's getting really dangerous again. New video has surfaced online showing Russian vehicles inside a turbine hall at a Ukrainian nuclear power plant, where intensified shelling has fueled fears again of a nuclear disaster. Kyiv has repeatedly accused Russian forces of storing heavy weaponry inside the Zaporizhia nuclear plant and using it as cover to launch attacks, knowing that Ukraine cannot return fire without risking hitting one of the plant's reactors. Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday called for demilitarizing the area around that nuclear power plant. You may recall Russia seized that plant early in its invasion of Ukraine amid warnings of an imminent attack. Now both Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of shelling dangerously close to the plant, stoking concerns of a potential nuclear disaster. Here at home, an ex-CIA director says that today's Republican Party is the most dangerous political force he's ever seen. That would be former CIA Director Michael Hayden, a Bush appointee. Meanwhile, a group of workers at Alphabet, that's Google's parent company, has asked the company to stop collecting data on users seeking information about abortions. More than 650 workers signed a petition sent to Alphabet's CEO earlier this week. Organized by the Alphabet Workers Union, the petition calls on the company to remove search results for crisis pregnancy centers, expand healthcare benefits to contractors, and suspend political lobbying. Sundar Pichai, the CEO, hadn't responded by the end of the workday on Wednesday. Stay tuned. And finally, another word from here in Florida, where we head to the polls on Tuesday for our primary elections. This, as the current governor is running for re-election, while likely setting up a 2024 presidential run, too. Well, a little bit of good news. He was at least slowed down in his run toward a total dictatorship here in Florida. A federal judge on Thursday blocked his Stop Woke Act, saying that restrictions on how companies and schools can discuss race turns the First Amendment, quote, upside down. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Mark Walker, who was appointed by former President Barack Obama, wrote, quote, normally the First Amendment bars the state from burdening speech, while private actors may burden speech freely. But in Florida, a First Amendment apparently bars private actors from burdening speech, while the state may burden speech freely. When DeSantis signed this law in April, he said it was necessary to prevent the far-left woke agenda, that's a quote, from taking over Florida schools and workplaces. Well, just this week, he touted his white supremacist leanings by doubling down on that sentiment.
The state of Florida, we've taken on woke corporations. We've taken on ESG. Obviously, in the classroom, we've battled a lot of ideologies. But what I've said is that the state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state... We're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire.
So, while DeSantis and his ilk claim that wokeness is a bad thing, let me restate that definition. According to dictionary.com, woke means being conscious of racial discrimination in society and other forms of oppression and injustice. In mainstream use, woke can also more generally describe someone or something as being, quote, with it. So if you, like DeSantis, think being woke is a bad thing, then you're a racist. Just saying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.